Hi, and welcome to the Bedazzled Radio Hour. I'm your host, Spike Priggin. I had planned a special Cheap Trick show for today, but unfortunately, that was preempted by the unexpected passing of Scott Miller of Game Theory. Game Theory formed on the fringe of the Paisley Underground movement of the early 80s, and though they certainly had a retro 60s sound with psychedelic leanings, the band owed its greatest depth to the proto-power pop of Big Star. Leader Scott Miller's songcraft, distinctive voice, self-described as a miserable whine, and intelligent lyrics, often obscure but rarely pretentious, carved a sound that, while firmly rooted in traditional pop, was truly original and defined an era of college rock. Formed in Sacramento in 1982, the first incarnation included ex-Alternative Learning member Scott Miller, singer-songwriter-guitarist, Fred Juhos, bass, Nancy Becker keyboards, and Michael Irwin drums. Within 4 months of forming, and before ever playing a live gig, the band recorded their first album, Blaze of Glory, in Miller's bedroom. Only 500 copies were pressed and sent out to college radio. The album, while a pleasant amalgam of 60s pure pop and the quirkier elements of New Wave, only hinted at the band's potential. They began playing live in the same circles with Dream Syndicate and Thin White Rope. Rumblings of the Paisley Underground scene were just beginning. The pointed accounts of People You Know EP in 1983 and the Distortion EP the following year quickly earned the band a following and drew favorable comparisons to Big Star. In 1985, with the help of producer Mitch Easter, they recorded their first proper album, Real Nighttime, for Enigma Records. Internal tensions broke up the band before its release, leaving Miller to carry on with a new lineup consisting of Shelley LaFrenée, Gil Ray, and Susie Ziegler bass. Mitch Easter would continue as the band's producer and essentially act as a fifth member in the studio throughout the rest of their career. The new group immediately began recording Big Shot Chronicles by late 1985, and the album once again showing great leaps in quality. By this time, they had become staples of college radio, though mainstream recognition eluded them. Miller seemed to accept the destiny of the band when he created his most excessive and ultimately most enjoyable album, 1987's Lolita Nation, a sprawling double album packed with obscure pop culture references and riddled with experimental sounds and song fragments. Lolita Nation also marked the addition of guitarist vocalist Donette Thayer. They took one more stab at the mainstream with the more accessible Two Steps from the Middle Ages in 1988, but its commercial failure took its toll on the band, leading to several more personnel changes, which included the temporary exit of Miller himself. Miller finally dissolved the band in 1990 to form the similar-sounding, though more eclectic, Loud family. I'm going to be playing one song each from Pointed Accounts of People You Know and Real Nighttime and a bunch of songs from the Big Shot Chronicles and Lolita Nation. I'm just going to play a lot of music, come on at the end, and tell you what it all was. We're going to start out with Penny Things Won't from Pointed Accounts of People You Know.
Just go through what I have to every day.
Listening to the Bedazzled Radio Hour. This is Game Theory.
Just what they need. nickels and dimes always add up in time. What's so hurry to show yourself when you're succeeding as someone else? Well, maybe you'll make it to God knows where. Read it in the book of millionaires.
Put it in the book of
listening to Game Theory on the Bedazzled Radio Hour with Spike Priggen.
Wait. try myself or let others try. What sort of win is there waiting for prima donnas like me to find? Standing all night in line, it's been a decade of record stores, roads are failing.
Don't.
You've been listening to the Bedazzled Radio Hour with me, Spike Priggin. It was a special tribute to Game Theory and Scott Miller, who unexpectedly passed away last week at the age of 53.
I don't love you.
From Pointed Accounts of People You Know, 1983 EP, we heard Penny Things Won't. From their 1985 LP Real Nighttime, we heard 24. We heard several from the Big Shot Chronicles. 1986's Big Shot Chronicles, Erica's Word, Like a Girl Jesus, Crash into June, Book of Millionaires, Here It Is Tomorrow, and Where Are You Going Northern. From 1987's Lolita Nation, we heard We Love You, Carol and Allison, Dripping with Looks, Exactly What We Don't Want to Hear, Nothing New, The Real Sheila, Little Ivory, and Together Now, Very Minor. I read biography at the beginning of the show and failed to note that it was written by Chris Woodstra of the All Music Guide. So that was our Game Theory show. Next week we'll be back with the show I had planned for this week, Cheap Trick, 1975 to 1977. I'm going to leave you off with one more Game Theory song from their Lolita Nation LP. It's a little thing called Chardonnay. I'm Spike Priggin. This has been the Bedazzled Radio Hour. We're here every Monday morning at 11 a.m. playing pop, rock, and soul from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Spike Priggen. That's S-P-I-K-E-P-R-I-G-G-E-N. I'm also at Bedazzled Blog. We have a Facebook page for the Bedazzled Radio Hour with Spike Priggen. So you can look for that. And we'll be back next week. Thanks a lot for tuning in. And here's another one by Game Theory, Chardonnay.
I was feeling the way the atmosphere, and those are no one looking overjoyed. I'm here. Dawn is about 14 or wine, and Chardonnay shows what she knows when she decides. Couldn't tell you now what clicked inside. Why, that's what I call it, hardly floored, but still reminded that I once could want it all.